Yeah.
Part of the story that we hear frequently about the Buddha when he was a child mm-hmm. in the cattle pasture with his father, mm-hmm. and he talks about going to a sort of a pleasant, rapturous state. Would you consider that a jhana?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's actually, I think, what made the Buddha recollect the application of those, the skillful application of the jhana, and say, realize, oh, this path relies on that happiness and well-being that's wholesome. It's without that's something that's purely... purely wholesome, purely skillful. And that's what was a catalyst for his giving up the ascetic practices.
Yeah. Well, just to follow up on that, the difference between the jhana that the Buddha remembered from when he was a child and its application in the path, was it his intention or capacity to reflect?
I would think so, yeah. I mean, the experience of that, what was he, 9 years old or something? When you're 20, well, what would he have been? You know, getting close to 35, recollecting an experience when you're 9, there's a bit of overlay there. But there's an extrapolation or a recognition, this... And I think the actual phrasing that he used is really salient. It's something, so he was really, that's the Mahasachika Sutta, isn't it?
That's where he's recollecting.
Yeah, I think it's the Mahasachika Sutta, either the Sachika or Mahasachika Sutta. Okay, I considered. I recall that when my father, the Sakyan, was occupied while I was sitting in the cool shade of a rose apple tree, quite secluded from sensual pleasure, quite secluded from unwholesome states, I entered upon and abided in the first jhana, which is accompanied by applied and sustained thought with rapture and pleasure born of seclusion. Could that be the path to enlightenment? Then, following on that memory, came the realization that is indeed the path to enlightenment. I thought, why am I afraid of that pleasure that has nothing to do with sensual pleasures and unwholesome states? I thought, I'm not afraid of that pleasure since it has nothing to do with sensual pleasures and unwholesome states. And then I considered, it's not easy to attain that pleasure with a body so excessively emaciated. So that it's a very beautiful description of the... that kind of well-being, that pleasure is because sometimes but there is an innocence to it that is really important, and then sometimes the kind of the grasping after it makes it complicates it.